हेलो, आई एम अनूप फ्रॉम आगरा। माय क्वेश्चन इज, देर आर मैनी पुअर एंड हंग्री पीपल इन द वर्ल्ड, सो नेचुरली वन माइट आस्क दैट इफ देर इज अ लॉट ऑफ मनी स्पेंड ऑन द टेम्पल, देन वेल वाई डू वी स्पेंड सो मच मनी ऑन टेम्पल्स। थैंक यू।
Oh, you see in Baruch the few years ago that, oh my God, I spoke on that. That came up. You remember that? Yeah. Even the guy who asked it was very satisfied with the answer. He's some young journalist. That was in Hindi, though, wasn't it? Yeah. So shall I say it in English? What did I say at that time? Oh, he was saying there are so many poor people, and I said, no, India's not a poor country. There's so much money. If you get all the black money back, it's one thing. There is enough money for everything. It's just that by greed, some people get more and others get less. So if you spend money for temples, people are spending so much money. I just heard Srila Prabhupada talking about this, that previously people used to build temples and churches and mosques. You can see all over Europe, so many old temples going back, churches going back hundreds of years. They're the architectural remnants of the old cultures. In Italy especially, really, Italy is like a whole country of a museum of superb art and architecture. Mostly it's all religious. It's all. So previously people had that idea, and their needs were fulfilled also. Their needs for eating and shelter and food, that was all fulfilled. Now you may say, well, there were some poor people at that time. Well, there are poor people at this time also. So previously rich people were spending money to promote God consciousness. And there were some poor people also. Nowadays they don't promote God consciousness, and still there are poor people. Oh, that I did. That question came up in the Oh My God thing. So the Oh My God movie gave the idea that money is being misspent for religion and we should use it to feed the poor. So I asked her, okay, the people, they're making crores of profit of rupees out of this film. How much are they spending for the poor? Zip, which means ziffer, nothing. It's something like in the 1960s and 1970s in the West, there are all these pop groups making songs about how money, the money society, they're all own people are only interested in money, and they're making lots of money making these songs. Their records sold very well. It's hypocritical. Once in Detroit, some Christian priests, one was a bishop, I think, came to Sri Srila Prabhupada and said, he asked them, what are you doing to help the poor? And Prabhupada quoted from the Bible, from Jesus, and said, Jesus said, the poor will always be with us. They'll always, by the laws of nature, there'll always be poor people. So the attempt, Garibi Hatao, who said that? Which great Mahatma said that? Garibi Hatao. Any older people here? That was an election slogan of Srimati Indira Gandhi. It was an election slogan, and there were so many poor people in here at that time. And during her whole reign, there were so many poor people. And after that, there are so many poor people. There are always going to be poor people. Does that mean we shouldn't have any social uplift programs? Yeah, but put God in the center. The cause of disparity in human society, as Srila Prabhupada writes at the very beginning of his huge Srimad presentation of Bhagavatam, disparity in human society is due to godlessness. That I was saying this morning in the class. Was it this morning or last night? Morality. Where did I speak about that? Morality. People talk about morality, but if people who are actually self-realized, they don't think very much about morality. They don't think, should I do this or shouldn't I do it? They're automatically, they don't act to exploit others. It's only people who have in their mind the idea of exploiting others who all the time have to talk about be moral, be good, do good. If we have a motive to please God, then automatically we won't exploit others. Automatically we'll be moral. So much poverty comes about due to the exploitive spirit. Just like these big corporations, they get license from the governments for the water supply, and then all the people who for uncounted generations have been taking free water from the earth, then they have to pay some corporation for the same water. Same thing here in India now. So the same water you got free, now you have to pay. In one lecture, Prabhupada said that they're taxing everything. They'll probably tax us for chanting Hare Krishna if it becomes more popular.
Pass urine also you have to
pay. Huh?
To pass urine also you have to pay.
Yeah, to pass urine in the city. No one could imagine previously you'd have to pay to pass water, to drink water. Prabhupada said, if they tax, they'll tax us for chanting Hare Krishna. But we don't mind. Krishna will supply the money. So what was the question anyway? I forgot. Why do we spend money for temples? So what do you spend money for, you rascal? When you get extra money, what do you do with it? Smoking, drinking, what other nonsense? Cinemas? Big, big buildings so people can jump out and commit suicide, or someone can fly an airplane into it. Huh? What do you spend money for? We build temples to glorify God. Who are you glorifying? Some prostitutes who dance around on the stage? And you have all these pretty women who they're glorified. You spend so much money to glorify all these low-class people. And we glorify Krishna. So you're also spending money for glorifying. So we're glorifying Krishna. If it's supposed to be a free society, so we'll spend the money for glorifying Krishna. And you can spend the money for going to hell by glorifying all these worse than useless people.